Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares with Sharon in Montana. We're talking about the prepared pantry. At the top of the hour news, I just heard the Dow Jones, and I just checked the exact Dow Jones. It's down 224 points. 224 points. That's nothing. That's nothing. Now, all the while, there are protests in Denver, Colorado, Columbus, Ohio, Phoenix, Arizona, Los Angeles, California, Louisville, Kentucky, New York City, New York, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's at least what's on the news. There are probably other locations that have not been reported. Here's a quote, and this is why you should be preparing. In my opinion, this is Summit News. Quote, rioter, we're going to start coming to the suburbs. End quote. So this article goes on to say a man was interviewed on camera during last night's chaos in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He warned that the rioters are planning to come to the suburbs if they don't get what they want. He says, quote, it's real bogus. They gotta hit it right. Otherwise, this is what's gonna happen. Ain't nothing left here, so when we start coming to the suburbs, when we start coming to the government center, then what y'all gonna do? The mask-wearing African-American asks, end quote. They're coming to the suburbs. That's what he said. So, if you believe that the supply chain is going to be fine, if you think the stores are going to be fine, if you think disruption's not going to happen, then don't do anything. If you think that the supply chain is going to break even more, if you think the riots are going to spread, if you think the violence is going to spread, if you think store owners are going to be afraid to open their stores and not open them, and you think that you can buy, you know, the normal way, then don't do anything. Just keep on doing whatever you're doing. But what I'm hearing from the calls that end up here at the farm, people are now afraid. It's getting really late. Really late. It's hard to get seeds for your garden. It's hard to grow a garden. If you've had anything better than a complete failure in three attempts at gardening, you've got a green thumb. That's what Marjorie Wildcraft says. The price of meat in the good old days was $3 a pound, roughly, for the 90-10 ground beef. 2 days ago, it was $6.99 a pound for the 73-27, that's 27% fat. $7.99 for the 90-10. That's $7.99 for what used to be $3 a pound 3 months ago. The good stuff, the 95-5, 5% fat, 95% lean, $8.99 a pound, if you can get it. So I did some research during the break. What is the price of a can of corn today? Now, I know what it's worth to me, and I know what I've paid for it. I know because I go shopping, or I used to go shopping, you know, in the good old days. And I asked Sharon if she would consider telling us what she would consider, you know, what would she be willing to pay for a can of corn I'm talking about a 15 and a quarter ounce can of corn, a 15 and a quarter ounce can of green beans, or a 15 and a quarter ounce can of green peas. Sharon, do you want to share that or not?
Oh, well, you know, honestly, I can my own beans and stuff, but if I were to buy it, I wouldn't pay more than 50 cents at this point. And I would probably, because I don't need it. See, the problem is, if you need it, you got to pay what they want. But if you don't need it, but you're going to use it, you can buy it a lot cheaper. So I would probably get it $3 for $1. And I look at the markdowns, and honestly, canned food does not go bad when that little number on the can says it is best sell by or whatever. It just doesn't go bad. And I buy it for sometimes 29 cents a can. Okay, but if I had to buy it now, I wouldn't probably pay more than 50 cents a can.
Okay, well, you and I are within 2% of each other. My number was 49 cents a can, 49 cents
well,
a can.
Well, they had it $2 for $1 on sale a week or two ago. So I figure that's probably what you're going to get it for now on sale. Okay, if you're
okay.
Lucky.
Well, I looked it up. I looked it up on Amazon. Get ready for a shock, class. So Amazon is selling Kirkland Signature brand, which is the house brand for Costco.
Mm-hmm.
12 cans for $21.14. That's $1.76 a can.
That's insane.
Uh-huh. It is insane. And that's lower
but
than
see,
a
I
lot of
other.
I think
prices are going to go up, Vincent. I do think they're going up. I've seen it on the store already. And I think people are going to be in for a real big shock. And I might be wrong, but they're not going to go down. Okay? That's how I look at it. At the minimum, they're not going to go down, but I do think they're going to go up. There were a lot of gaps in our grocery store yesterday. It's after they stocked. And I was shocked because I haven't been in the stores a whole lot. And I actually don't shop certain aisles because I already have the stuff on hand. Okay? But just because I knew I was going to come on. I was just checking. I thought, wow, like their pasta's like majorly cleaned out almost. There's a few. And so to me, if you can get it now, in fact, I think you should get it now. But you should be wise, not just buy a bunch of stuff emotionally. I think you should think logically, like what do you use? I mean, you definitely should have your baking powder, soda, powder, flour, sugar. I would recommend something like powdered milk. You know, they actually have, I have no idea what the quality is, but our Dollar Tree has that shelf-stable milk, and you could use it in baking. Okay, I don't think you'd want it on your cereal necessarily, but things like that. And also talking about meat, I was going to digress if you don't mind. On Ice Age Farmer, his latest one, unless he did one today, he has it's called food. What's in it? Who knows? FDA drops labels as fake food rolls out. And things like hamburger can be filled in with either pea protein or eventually bug protein using crickets and stuff. And you won't know it because they no longer have to tell you that. So people might want to check that out, but you might want to kind of like buyer beware if you're buying hamburger. You don't know if it's all actual meat from a cow. Okay. It could be spliced with other stuff, which is pretty creepy to me. Not that it would necessarily harm you, but we have the expectation that when you buy a pound of hamburger, it's a pound of ground beef, you know, and they're not doing that. So you might want to be aware of that, too. But, you know, people don't tend to, like, I've been to most people's houses, and I realize I live an unusual life, but I also live very well on a little bit of money. And you'll go in there, and they might have 5 pounds of flour, might, if they even have that. I think people should get flour. They should get sugar. You should have some type of baking oils like olive oil or coconut oil. Olive oil is probably your best deal. I actually have shortening. I know it's not really good for you, but it works well for certain recipes. And if you want to get shortening, it's cheaper at Walmart, I believe. And you look on the bottom shelf. They have their store brand. And it's considerably cheaper than anywhere else. So I know shortening isn't ideal for you, but it does work for certain recipes I have. So, but people do it frequently, and I'm not trying to be unkind. I know people have just been able to pop in the store, pick out whatever they want for this next couple days, or if they're really together a week. But people don't realize how much food they go through, and they really should get stocked up on the basics because it could cost them a fortune down the road, or it might not even be available. So, like I said, our stores are starting to kick out the sales, so I'd be considering looking at it. Like, I did see tuna at the store was 89 cents a can, but I've always bought 2 for $1 or less. You know, things like that that you might need your meat. I know Costco has canned chicken, which I don't know what they're charging now, but it isn't bad if you want to make like a chicken noodle soup or make something that spreads it. I think people are going to have to start learning how to cook food stretcher type foods, you know, like soups or, you know, things like that that stretch. You can buy lower cuts of meat that are cheaper, and you can put them in a crock pot, and if you cook them slow, they get real tender. So you don't have to have a massive amount of money to stock up, but it would be smart to be wise. What do you need, you know? And just start thinking, do you have, you know, most people want mayonnaise, you know, you want to have that. You want to have, make sure you have salt and pepper, you know, sugars, just stuff like that. People don't really think, and you don't have to panic. I mean, people go, oh, it's too much, I can't deal with it. Just look around your house. What do you use? What would you make if you couldn't go buy bread? Do you have flour? Do you have yeast? You know, do you have a way to make biscuits? You know, things like that. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I think right now you're not going to get it cheaper, and so you ought to do it now. And you can. Like I said, if you buy butter for $1.99 instead of $3.98 or $4.39, which is one brand, and butter is pretty much butter, okay?
It is.
You know, if you can buy that, you could buy two now instead of one when it's on sale. So you can get stocked up pretty well. And we have some stores around here say limit one per person or family or whatever. Well, I consider each person is entitled to get the limit, okay? Because a single person could, so why couldn't, you know, people like, if they say 2 pounds of butter, well, then I go through and get 2 pounds, and I send my husband through for 2 pounds, okay? Or right now, I guess they're limiting how much meat, 2 packages. Well, I'm a customer, my husband's a customer. I don't have to buy meat. I've got it on hand. But, you know, if you do, you can kind of take advantage. I'm not talking about hoarding, taking 20 of them and being unfair, but each person is entitled to the portion they've allowed, in my opinion. That's how I look at it. But that's me.
Yeah, I agree with you. And if you have three in the family, you each get in line, you get in a different register line.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Sean, I'd like to read 3 words that I wrote down on this list. And I'd like to, since you described, you know, our federal government has decided that we shouldn't know what the ingredients of products are. So not only have they failed us, with protecting and serving us, they failed us with letting us know what we're buying. It's a secret. And they're in cahoots with the corporations. Now why, what proud corporation would not want you to know what's in the products that they make? Only corporations who are dishonest and deceptive would want to conceal that from you. So I'm going to read 3 words. And the 3 words are fresh, ground, and beef. Fresh, ground, beef. Now you may see the sign, class, at the store that says fresh ground beef. Now I have to ask you, what does that mean? Does that mean fresh ground beef, or does it mean fresh ground beef? Now it's the same words. Fresh ground beef or fresh ground beef. Now the reason I'm mentioning this is Sam's Club has a sign, well, in the good old days, I'm pretty sure they have the same sign. I haven't been there in a long time because of the panic. But in the good old days, they had a sign that said fresh ground beef. Now, right next to these packages, these trays with the clear plastic wrap over them, there were tubes of ground beef. And I said to the guy, what's the difference between this $2.62 tube of beef and this tray of beef? What's the difference? And he said, well, we grind it again. And I said, so they're the same and you charge more, $3.08 for the display package with the clear plastic wrapping versus the tube. He said, yeah, it comes and we regrind it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sharon's with us, and I asked the question about, well, fresh ground beef. And so what Sam's Club does, literally, is they buy the beef in cases, and it comes in tubes, plastic tubes. And if you want it in the tray with a nice pink color, the clear plastic wrapping, and the, you know, the black tray, plastic tray on the bottom, they will take the stuff out, the beef out of the tube, the 90-10, and regrind it another time. And that's called fresh ground beef. It's written fresh ground beef, but it's fresh ground beef. So they just ground it fresh. Now, to me, that's deceptive. But they'll tell you if you ask them. But there's lots of things like that. So I want you to be careful that if you think that they've got a butcher shop back there and, you know, they're trimming the carcass and they're doing all of that, you know, fresh. No, no. It comes in cases from a major beef packer, as it does in most supermarkets. Now, one of the things that Sharon mentioned was extending food, and I have here a wrapper of a food product that I think is a great way to go, relatively inexpensive, but not big in quantity. It's a Manischewitz split pea soup mix. It's dried and it comes in a plastic, like a cellophane type plastic package, long and narrow, and it's 6 ounces. and it's spelled M-A-N-I-S-C-H-E-W-I-C-C, Manischewitz. And it's packaged in New Jersey, and it's a dried split pea soup, green and yellow. And the split peas are not halves of the split pea as they normally are. They're quarters. They're smaller pieces. And all you do is you boil some water, cold water, and you throw it in a pot, and once it boils, you drop in the split pea soup mix. But first, when you make this, you have to pour out the split peas on, let's say, a white plate. And you look for stones and things like that. Because if you chew down on this, you can break a tooth. So you have to look for foreign objects. And they say, sort and rinse beans prior to cooking. And this is really tiny print, okay? So because it may contain foreign matter. And I understand that. But unless you read the package, you won't know that foreign matter can be in there. So what I do is I will first take that pot after I sort through the debris and get that all out of the split peas that I want to put in the pot. I'll then rinse and rinse and rinse at least 8 times to get any other foreign matter that may cling to the split peas. Then I'll start cooking it. And then I will add twice the quantity of that 6-ounce package of just plain old regular split peas. So I can extend this relatively, you know, for the size, $1, maybe $1.50 or $2 for this package of soup, I can make it 3 times the amount for just $1 or so more by adding regular split peas. Now, of course, all the split peas that you use, the dried ones, you have to sort them. I mean, you have to sort out the debris. So make sure you look very carefully and rinse, 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 and rinse dried peas and beans. Sharon, any comments on that?
Yeah, you should do that with any of your dried beans you get. You can actually buy them like at the Dollar Tree, probably Walmart. I don't shop Walmart hardly ever. We have a Walmart superstore, and I don't like going in there. But I had to go in the other day. That's why I know it's a shortening. I thought, well, that's a good deal. If you have an Aldi, that's a good place, too. I was going to address the idea that people go, oh, I just don't have room. And, you know, we had 5 children in a small home, and we homeschooled, and I have a lot of craft stuff, and I canned. And if you open your mind to think how much you can pack into a small area and not feel totally squished, the obvious is under your bed. Just raise it up a little bit. You can put cases of whatever under your bed. I'll have to finish after the music.
And I've got an anecdotal story about under the bed when you come back. Class, we'll be right back with Sharon in Montana. We're talking about the prepared pantry, a way of thinking about food and survival the way Sharon does, Kyle, and I do. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump expected to unveil new actions against China today, tweeting one word about his plan this morning, China, in all caps. The LA Times says he's likely to focus on Beijing's crackdown on Hong Kong by imposing some relatively mild new sanctions. A State Department official, Morgan Artigas, says things have changed now that China's made it clear Hong Kong isn't autonomous.
And this is just a complete rejection of the basic law that China agreed to, not only to Hong Kong into 1997, but I would remind everyone that this was a UN agreement.
She spoke on Fox News. Violence escalating in the streets of Minneapolis during a third night of protests of the death of an unarmed black man while in police custody Monday. Last night, protesters not only clashed with police, but ended up setting a police station on fire, burning several other nearby buildings as well. And this is USA Radio News.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
An Ogden, Utah police officer is dead and a parole officer wounded after a shootout yesterday afternoon with a suspect who they'd confronted on the front porch of a home. That suspect was later found dead inside the home. It's unclear whether he was killed by police gunfire or if he took his own life. It looks like Republican National Convention organizers are working on a plan to keep it in North Carolina. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the latest.
Top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They're also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. I'm John Hunt.
And for the first time since 1896, there will be no Boston Marathon this year. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh yesterday announcing he'd canceled the event because of coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
when you go to the
heat
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just a quick comment about that Menashevitz soup. The way I make it is I will put about a quarter of a teaspoon of crushed red pepper and the red pepper seeds in the soup, and it is absolutely delicious. It's even when extended with extra split peas that did not come in the package. Sharon, you mentioned storage is a problem. I don't have any place to store it. And then you mentioned under the bed. Would you please continue that?
Well, you can put cases of stuff. Like, I know most people aren't going to stock up major, so just get more of what you regularly lose. That's why I say don't, you know, there's this thing called driving down the road in a Deerson Road and they see a headlight, they just freeze and they do nothing, okay? And you'll hit them or go around them or whatever. And sometimes when people hear stuff like this, they just get that deer in the headlight feeling like it's too much. So just go buy extra of whatever you get and get a good deal. When you said spices, I'm going to go back to the storage. When you said spices, I would suggest you get some. You need them if you start cooking from scratch. So many people buy prepared foods already made and they just heat it up. So like you said, the red peppers, chili powder, you know, all that kind of stuff. And actually, the Dollar Tree doesn't have such a bad idea with that. You can buy little containers for just a buck, at least it gets you started, okay? As far as storage, you can put cases under the bed. I used to make a map and put it on the inside of my cupboard door in the kitchen of where I had canned goods, okay, that I made. And so we had a king-size bed, and you could put 8 banana boxes under each half. And I just made a little map of what was worse. When they needed more peaches, I'd know what's the second one in, and I could pull them out. And banana boxes are really sturdy. But you can also just buy things in cases or boxes and just stack them up and put them in the back of your closet, you know, and then you have it. Or I would recommend putting anything like oatmeal or flour, something in a bucket or something that's varmint-proof, okay? So you can get 5-gallon buckets, and they even have like 2-gallon and 3-gallon and 4-gallon at the bakeries in a lot of grocery stores. You just go back and ask them, say, you know, if they happen to have any. And sometimes you pay a buck, and sometimes they just give them to you free, and they normally rinse them out, which is nice, but I clean them out really well, and that keeps out most rodents. But you can stack them in the back of your closet, or depending where you live, some of that stuff can be stored in a shed, honestly. I mean, you know, it just kind of depends on where you're at in the country. But having it will take off a lot of stress. You'll probably find food somewhere, but do you want to be standing in line or wanting meat and you can only get one package a week or something? This has happened in the past depression. And we, if you look at the economics where we're at, we are in a depression, but they won't tell you that. Okay. Everything's happening just like it did in the last one. And so, you know, what kind of stress do you want to deal with? I don't foresee people starving to death in our country right away, but I do foresee having a lot of stress trying to find what you want. When it wouldn't be that hard to pick it up now, have extra baking soda, have extra baking powder, make sure you get some yeast. You know, have oil to cook with, like olive oil or coconut oil. I don't like to use just vegetable oil because there's a lot of soy in it, but that would be better probably than nothing. You know, vanilla, your basic spices. There's a lot of ways to do things. A lot of it is just, I've said this before because this is my bent, but instead of I can't, say, how could I? And it really opens up your mind to all kinds of things. Well, I could always stack something under here or around here. Or, you know, if I clean this out and put my extra clothing in the shed, then I have room in my closet or in my garage or whatever you have, you know. So a lot of it's just the mindset. Yeah, I want to make sure I have on hand what I'm going to want and then maybe have stuff to stretch food, because I do think getting regular meat is going to be more of a challenge down the road. And also with the crops, like Washington, the guy's saying they can only use half the apples, so they're going to be less than half the apples on the market in that area. And Washington's one of our biggest apples. Things like that. I mean, it's just kind of coming down. And part of it is the government restrictions of putting on these people, because we all have to be, quote, safe when the world's never been safe. But also because of we are in what's called the solar minimum. And so what crops used to grow better 3 or 4 years ago are not going to grow as well. And the amount of food we're going to get from them is going to be less. So whenever you have a shortage, the prices go up. Plus, like I said, I mean, you cannot print all this imaginary money and put it into circulation without devaluing the dollar, which then makes your prices go up. I mean, that's just what's always happened in any country. So my thinking is, you know, get the things you can. It doesn't hurt to have canned goods because they store forever, you know, just have it on hand. But a lot of your basic pastas and beans and rice, or don't buy stuff you're not going to eat, though. You know, I mean, if you hate it, don't buy it. Buy stuff that you would be willing to eat, and then stock up. Also, some basic things you might want to consider is like laundry soap and the soap. And I know people have their favorite soaps, and a lot of people like Tide soap, and it's just so wonderful. But I tell you what, unless you're getting super grungy, they have soap at the Dollar Tree. It says 32 washes, but you probably get 20. and it's only a buck, and it works fine for just everyday wear. It really does. I use it all the time. And then if something's really dirty, I use good old Dawn soap for a spot cleaner. Okay, you just put it on there and wash it, and all my clothes come clean, and we work out in the garden and do stuff, okay? So you can always stock up on stuff like that, and that, unless you're freezing weather, you can stick that out in a garage shop or whatever. It's not going to go bad. So I would just think anything you buy now that you buy ahead, I can't see how it's not going to save you money down the road, and I can't see how it's not going to reduce your stress down the road. Because when your money won't go very far and you already have it on hand, then you have time to look for the best deals later on, and you're not so dependent on, oh, I've got to have tomato sauce today, so I'm going to pay 69 cents a can or whatever you're paying, you know, because you bought it at $4 for a buck, you know. And so it's just a mindset, and a lot of it, people get all stressed out, or some people do, about this. To me, I look at it like fishing. I don't like to fish myself, but you know, when people go out there and they're putting out, they're looking around, and then they catch the big one. Well, to me, I go through stores, I look at the ads, and like, oh man, that's a good deal. And that's when I go stock up on it. And because I'm already stocked up with a lot of stuff, most of it goes into stocking up again on sale. I don't use almost very little of my money is for things that aren't on sale that I need now. You know, like you have to, we have eggs actually. We have chickens, but, you know, if you didn't have, I had to buy milk, okay? So, you know, I just have to go buy milk, and milk doesn't go on sale a whole lot, so I just buy milk. But most everything else, I don't buy it unless it's on sale or in the markdown. That's just the way I do it. Or I buy in bulk. I actually order through a co-op, and I can buy, you know, 10, 20 pounds of whatever, and I just stick it in buckets and sort. And yes, I've got enough for the next year or two, but I pay like 1/4 of what you pay if you buy it in the store by doing it that way. So, but my challenge is that people start stocking up on what they normally eat. And I would be a little aware of what you're buying in your meat, like you were talking about. I think that it's sad, but kind of funny. And then to me, it's that they would regrind it to say it's freshly ground, but then it's called buyer beware. You know, just be aware. You now know that. And like right now, I've now learned that they can add things like pea protein into your hamburger, and they don't have to tell you about it. And they'll be able later on to add insect protein and other things. So just beware, you know. Okay, this is the reality we are now in. So to me, the sooner you adjust to the new reality we're in, the better you can, in a sense, play the game and the best you can make out of it, you know. We now think, you know, things are going up, so if you see a good deal, grab it, you know. Just do it.
Sharon, at our expo, I called, we had 7 expos, and for 3 of them, mm-hmm. I called Doomsday Preppers, and I talked on the phone with the casting director. She's a 26-year-old gal. She's a USA Preparedness instructor. I haven't heard from her in a while. But, you know, she had been exposed to what we do, how we do it, how we buy. She was exposed to all the seminars. She could do whatever she wanted. And I introduced her to some of our instructors who have appeared on Doomsday Preppers on television. Well, that being said, there was a massive storm in New York City. And after this, no power, traffic lights were down, the city was dark, no water, all those things. And so after it was over, I called her up and said, how'd you do? She said, it was terrible. There's no water, no food. And if you wanted to buy a bottle of water or a case of bottled water, it was 3 to 4 times the price it was before the storm. I said, you didn't have room? Or why didn't you have the water already? She said, she didn't have room. I said, you didn't have room? She said, yeah, I live in a 4th floor walk-up apartment. And I said, oh, do you have room now? She said, yeah, under the bed. She said it was really creepy.
You can stack boxes in a corner. You know, you can actually, if you think vertical going up, you can stack a lot of things, okay? You really can. And, you know, like if it's in your bedroom, is it really going to stress you that much if you put some boxes in the corner of your bedroom? I mean, really, maybe not your living room, but, you know, your bedroom.
No, that's how I decorate our house.
Well, I mean, I think if you can put it in your closet, that's better. But, you know, I would have thought, okay, I'm trying to think of the best way to say it. I think that if you'd look back here at what we just went through, did you like not having what you needed? Like my husband and I, we are fortunate, like I said, because the way I bought, we didn't even have to go to the store. I mean, there was nothing we actually had to do, okay? My husband had to go in town a couple times, so he wore the mask and everything, got us a little bit of fresh stuff. We're doing these smoothies, okay? But we could have done without that. I could have used some frozen stuff instead, you know? It is a really nice feeling knowing that you're not completely dependent upon the supply system, okay? And that I have time, like I don't have to run out and buy nannies. I have some on hand. So if I see it on sale for a good deal, I'll grab another couple jars or something, you know? It's just a nice feeling knowing that you're not so dependent on, oh, I've got to figure out how I'm going to buy groceries this week at these ridiculously high prices.
Yeah.
And so to me, being aware of what's coming, like around here, sometimes they say a blizzard's coming, okay? And you would be surprised how fast the stores get emptied out. It's kind of almost humorous. Sad, but humorous. But to me, this is like you're seeing this big storm coming, okay? Do you want to be the person panicking in the store trying to grab enough food for the next few days? Or do you want to have stuff on hand and say, I don't even have to go to the store, you know? There's like this really neat security knowing that you have stuff on hand. And yes, it might be a little inconvenient. You might not have your full closet, or you might have to go under the bed to get something, or you might have to get something out of the cupboard, but in a closet or someplace. But when you need it, it's going to be a huge relief to you knowing that you didn't have to run to the store to try to find some meat for tomorrow. You know?
Yeah,
you put
absolutely.
It in your freezer, or you have canned meat, you know? It's a huge relief.
You talked about flour, and
yeah.
we have a bread making machine here, and you know you could have bought them in the good old days at Goodwill for $10 or $15 a piece. I'm talking about a Sunbeam, a Toastmaster, Breadman brands, Oster, and you could have bought them for $10 or $15, maybe $20. I just checked on eBay during, when we were discussing the sharing. The price now is going to be about $80 for one of those used ones. Now, Mrs. Finelli has two. She has a Toastmaster, which I really like, and she has a Zosarucci. Z-O-J-I-R-U-S-H-I. And that thing is the cat's meow of bread machines. And you can buy one for $87 right now used on eBay. And it really is the cat's meow. It does a 2-pound loaf. We'll be right back with Sharon.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Quick comment, class. When you plant your tomatoes, you may want to sprinkle in about a teaspoon of Epsom salts. Tomatoes love it. Now, don't let it come in direct contact with the roots when you plant, if you're planting. If you've already planted, you can mix it in the soil around the plant, and you will see much more vigor. You can buy a bread machine on the internet and have it shipped in. You'll need some flour and some yeast and some lemon. So think about that. You'll need some sugar, and you won't have to go to the store to buy bread. Sharon makes her own. We make our own. I can't imagine going to the store to buy bread. I think it's nuts. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Sharon.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Sharon. One thing that I'm doing is I'm trying my hand at microgreens, and they're on these trays that they're pretty flat. And one thing about it is I can take them outside when I want to. They can get natural sun or rainwater, whatever I want. And then at night or whenever, right, I can bring them inside. So it's a very secure, seems to be working out. It's a very secure food source, too. If you're in an urban, suburban environment, anything outdoors, if you have an outdoor food source, any sort of, situation were to occur with a food shortage, it could be very, you could end up missing your garden very soon in a real situation. So something to think about.
Before you leave that topic, Robert, class, if you are going to grow sprouts, and I believe that's what Robert's talking about, please, before you do it, watch some videos, because there are certain things that you must do to make sure that you don't infect yourself with bacteria. Okay, there's a lot of rinsing that goes on, and there's some preparation that goes on. So if you're talking about mung beans, or if you're talking about sprouting, chia, or whatever it may be, make sure you learn how to do it. Now, it can be done very safely, and it's a great thing to do. We do it. So I recommend that you learn how to do it. The rinsing is really, really critical. The type of water that you use is critical. Where you put them is critical. And how you use them is critical. So it's food. And you can hurt yourself. So make sure you learn how to do it. There are plenty of YouTube videos. Do not rely on just one of them. Watch several of them to get the consensus and make up your own mind as to what you should do. Robert?
Absolutely, Vince. You're right on that. And I'm just learning, you know, from Sharon, from you, from all the great instructors. So, yeah, I'm doing the same thing, watching videos, and it's a new thing for me, too. Vincent, I wanted to tell you, we've met before. I think we have a problem. You'll notice that they keep saying that the white cop killed the black guy. And you may have noticed other, you know, similar sort of narratives occurring. I do think our problem will be, Vincent, that the police, ultimately, who do they work for, right? They protect and serve, but do they serve the banks and protect the corporations, right? I mean, that's who they are. So they're not going to be allowed to be demonized. They will protect them, and they will turn it into that all white guys, which, you know, I happen to know what you look like. Maybe you could tell them you're Italian, but I think you're going to pass for white, Vincent. And they're going to say that you're the one who's evil. Your rights need to be stripped, things like that. So that's what I do think. That's what we're going to face. It's not necessarily that the police are bad, but that white people are bad, especially white men, especially white straight men who are self-sufficient. If you know what I mean, that's what they're going to make it into, Vince. And, you know, your First Amendment, Second Amendment, your property, due process, they're going to make it, well, you're an evil white guy, so you don't get a trial. But the police, you know, they could go around with a license to do what they want for who they work for, basically. So they might allow stuff to happen. And in other cases, you know, they could be provocating this with you know, who knows what's going on, Vince. It could be an accident,
Robert,
could be on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, who knows what's going on. Okay.
I've got a question for you. I mentioned that the attorneys for the prosecution, the state and or the county and the federal government, don't know if a crime has been committed. Did you see the video? The 8-minute video?
Yeah,
did you see that?
I've seen parts of the video, I would say, yes.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you think it was murder?
I think the guy knelt. If things are real the way we saw them, he knelt on him until he was dead, Vincent. Yeah, I mean, that's what happened.
Okay, so we only have a few seconds left, Robert. So the next question I have for you, do you think that when people realize, based on the audio I played of the attorneys who would be prosecuting the police who don't know if a crime has been committed, do you think that when people realize that the police can do this and we don't even know if there's a crime that's been committed, do you think that the violence will escalate, the supply chain will be broken even further, and it'll be tougher for people to get what they need? Do you think that's the case, yes or no? Real quickly.
I don't know, Vincent. I hope not.
We're out of time. Robert, thank you. Sharon, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.